Thank you, Robin. That is food for thought. The final set of news stories for today's recording begin with two launches for a brewery and a lifeboat station. A new brewery is raising a glass to its launch with an open day and beer festival this month. Diplomat Brewing, based at the Diplomat Pub in Battersfield near Aylsham, will welcome visitors on June the 20th and June the 21st for a weekend of brewing tours, beer tasting, family activities and entertainment. The brewery was founded by heritage builder Lee Money with the aim of reviving traditional British beer styles using quality ingredients. Visitors will be able to meet the brewer, explore the facility, and sample beers including bitters, pale ales, stouts, and seasonal specials.
An independent lifeboat service, said to be one storm away from losing its station, has revealed plans for a new £500,000 headquarters. Hemsby Lifeboat said it's planning to convert the former Hollywood Diner on Beach Road into a new station, shop and community space. The existing station at The Gap sits perilously on erosion-threatened sand dunes, and every year storms wash away the service's ramp access to the beach. But behind the scenes, the charity says it's been planning carefully and responsibly with the service's long-term future in mind. The service confirmed that it's recently bought the freehold of the Hollywood Diner, which has been empty for almost 2 years. Plans for the building include a new operational lifeboat station, a new lifeboat shop and public viewing and seating area, and a shared community space for meetings and local events. The charity admitted that the work would take time, but said it has a contingency plan for a fallback station if it needs to move quickly, ensuring it can remain on active service. It previously estimated that it would cost around £500,000 to convert the former restaurant.
A dog walker is going that extra mile, completing a series of challenges to help as many rescue animals as possible. Charlotte Atkinson, who lives in Rackheath, has teamed up with her sister and work colleague to test her fitness in a variety of activities over the next year. The 43-year-old, who has worked in children's services for 16 years, set up Charlotte's Little Paws, a dog walking business in Norwich, as a side hustle a year ago. After seeing puppies bring people together, she has committed to a 10 fitness-based challenges in fundraising for Faith Animal Rescue. Charlotte set out to paddleboard 6 miles from Whittlingham Country Park to the city and back on the River Yar. In August, she is doing a 50-mile cycle ride, having already completed the Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge and a 22-mile Norfolk Coastal Walk. Charlotte has raised £345 so far on her Just Giving page for the independent animal rescue based in Hickling.
A major volunteering event has inspired fresh interest in community action. More than 1,000 people attended the Volunteer Extravaganza at the Forum in Norwich, where more than 70 organisations from across Norfolk promoted volunteering opportunities for all ages and backgrounds. Visitors met with charities, community groups and public sector organisations to learn how they could support causes while developing new skills through volunteering. The event was part of Voluntary Norfolk's Festival of Volunteering. And forthcoming events include a volunteer open morning in Cromer on June the 15th and a volunteer fair in Great Yarmouth on June the 18th.
Falling masonry from two medieval church towers could pose a risk to public safety unless more than £500,000 is spent to help make them safe, officials have warned. Norwich City Council officers concerned over the safety of St Benedict's and St Bartholomew's towers say repairs and conservation is needed to protect the medieval landmarks and to stop them becoming safety hazards. The towers off St Benedict Street and Haym Street in Norwich are the remains of medieval churches bombed during the Second World War. They are owned and maintained by City Hall. A sum of £564,000 has been set aside in the authority's budget to pay for the work needed to safeguard and conserve the towers. The work would include stabilising the towers, replacing decayed stone and brickwork, replacing defective roofing, improving drainage, and removing vegetation and pigeon mess.
A by-election will be held next month, requiring 2,000 staff and 500 polling stations, and costing about £2 million, to select a new police and crime commissioner, despite the role being abolished in 2 years' time. Officials have confirmed the vote will go ahead on July the 16th to replace Sarah Taylor after her shock resignation last week. She stepped down on Thursday with immediate effect, citing family reasons. There had been questions over whether a vote would be held, given that the role is due to be scrapped, and the huge cost, estimated at £2 million, of holding a countywide vote and the historically low turnout for the post. But, under law, a by-election must be held when a PCC resigns with more than 6 months remaining on their term of office, and there is no mechanism for an interim appointment in those circumstances. But the cost of the election will be met by the Home Office. No date has yet been announced for the vote. The PCC role is due to disappear in 2028, once a joint Norfolk and Suffolk mayor has been appointed.
Finally, do you know someone who has forgotten to return a library book? What's their record? Because this one will be hard to beat. A novel borrowed from Norfolk Library for 2 weeks in 1949 has finally been returned almost 77 years late. The long overdue copy of The Devil Held the Aces by Patrick Doncaster was handed in to a surprised Norfolk County Council mobile library manager recently. Borrowed from the Norwich's Mile Cross Library on October the 10th, 1949, the Second World War set novel was supposed to have been returned within 14 days. But it took almost 8 decades for the book to be brought back, when a woman discovered it in her late mother's belongings in an attic. Feeling bad that her mother had kept the book, which tells the story of a soldier's faith against the backdrop of the horrors of war, she decided to hand it in to the mobile library manager. A sticker at the front of the novel stated that it would be a fine of 1 penny in old money for each week or part of the week that it is overdue. But library staff, delighted to have the book back after such a lengthy borrow, joked that they would not be issuing a fine. And it seems there are readers who have been patiently waiting for the book much delayed return to the shelves. 2 people have already placed reservations to read it. So it is currently on the way to a branch library to be picked up. Yet, The Devil Held the Aces does not hold Norfolk Library Service record for the most overdue book. That dubious honour belongs to a book called Encounters and Diversions, which was returned to the Earlham Library in Norwich in 2018, found under some floorboards during a house renovation. The book was 90 years late, having become overdue in 1928.
And that's all the news for this week. We've arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox. As usual, may we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and then drop the whole thing in a postbox. You don't have to pay any postage at all because the postal service is free.
Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorse and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And with that, it's time to go. We hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So from me, Marianne, and John, it's goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.